Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, wars and rumors of wars show no sign of lessening. What's the latest news on the Mideast?
Well, Israel keeps dismantling Hezbollah leadership. They've killed a couple more of their military commanders. They've also struck Syria this week as Israel keeps expanding its campaign over there. Now, Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said his response to Iran's missile attack is going to be lethal, precise, and above all, surprising. He said that after President Joe Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Well, the fact that Mr. Gallant said that after President Biden spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu may be significant. What else is going on?
Well, the United Nations Force 11 accused Israel of repeatedly hitting its own positions and injuring a couple of peacekeepers. And over 2,000 people have been killed and more than 1.2 million people displaced in southern Lebanon. And the Israeli military said on Thursday that 40 rockets were launched from Lebanon toward Israel. And then the Israeli Defense Forces said that some of the rockets were intercepted while others fell to the ground.
Well, for the IDF to say some of the rockets fell to the ground seems rather secretive. Do we have any other information from Israel?
Yeah, but one of the things, by the way, is they got upset with somebody who reported about the Iranian missiles that hit. But IDF says it's still targeting Hezbollah. It keeps striking various targets over there. And then Al Jazeera said Iran's foreign minister wants to try to make some kind of a deal diplomatically. But it reported that Abbas Araghchi also told Al Jazeera that Iran's preparing for the Israeli response to the missile attack, and that, quote, we'll assess how much the attack unfolds, and based on that, we'll carefully determine the nature of our response.
So it doesn't seem possible that Israel's response to Iran's missile attack would show restraint. At the same time, it would seem that Iran's response to Israel's response would not show restraint either. If that is the case, what we are being told is that this war will escalate. What is Israel doing now?
Well, certainly it looks like it's going to escalate. I mentioned Syria. Syrian state television talked about Israel hitting them as well. But another thing that's really interesting is I saw this from Israel 365 News. And this one is what I really kind of want to focus on. The IDF, this is the headline, which stands for Israel Defense Forces, just destroyed the fake Lebanese Dome of the Rock. The IDF announced on Tuesday that it took operational control of the Hezbollah combat compound in El Maroun El Ras in southern Lebanon, a site noted for its Iranian gardens. And it contains a replica of the gold Dome of the Rock that's used as a Hezbollah outpost. Not a lot of weapons. And the pseudo Dome of the Rock was sometimes used as a mosque, but it's no longer standing. They destroyed it. It totally got rid of it. They found it was a staging area. They had lots of weapons over there. And it should be noted that when the current war began a year ago, the Palestinian Hamas invasion of southern Israel, they called that the Al-Aqsa flood. And many IDF soldiers reported seeing images of the Dome of the Rock prominently displayed in many homes in Gaza. And so while Al-Aqsa is the focus of the Islamic violence against Israel, they universally misidentify it as the Golden Dome, which in Arabic is referred to as Qubbat al-Sakra. It's located at the Temple Mount Center on the Jewish temple's Holy of Holy sites, at least that's what the Israel said. It's not a mosque, but that's a shrine that Islamic law forbids facing while you pray.
Is it possible that this military action by the IDF will escalate the war?
Yeah, you know, the destruction of the Lebanese Dome of the Rock may further infuriate many Muslims. And one of the reasons was, earlier this year, Hamas spokesman said that their October 7th, 2023 attack was launched in order to stop the Red Heifers. He said that they were concerned because we look at what's going on with the Jews, and he says we call the October 7th attack the Alaska flood, and this is because of the fact, he said, that there were five female calves that were brought to Israel September of 2022, and after the announcement of the arrival of those cows, Hamas reacted almost immediately, warning the potential Jewish ritual posed a threat to all Alaska and the Dome of the Rock.
Why would the red heifers pose a threat to Alaska?
Well, a lot of Muslims are concerned about the fact that there are Jewish plans for a red heifer and what's known as a Temple Mount with a place called the Dome of the Rock. I want to read something you can get online from the Temple Institute. The Temple Institute is a Jewish group that wants to reinstitute animal sacrifices, and as the name implies, they also want to put another temple up there. So here's what they've posted related to the Dome of the Rock is going to be removed. Quote, geopolitically, Temple Mount has to be cleared of the Dome of the Rock and the mosques are presently located upon it before the physical rebuilding of the Holy Temple can begin. Many scenarios can be imagined which would accomplish this. The most promising, not necessarily the most far-fetched, would entail Muslim recognition of the mount as intended as the location site for a rebuilt temple. With the acquiescence of the Muslim world, the Muslim structures currently in the mount could be dismantled, reassembled elsewhere. End quote. Okay, that's the nice way to do it. The other way is they wanted to declare it militarily. Anyway, by saying that the area must be cleared of mosques and the Dome of the Rock that are presently on the area called the Temple Mount, the Temple Institute has taken a position that infuriates a lot of Muslims.
Isn't the position of the Temple Institute alone a recipe for disaster?
Yes, because that, again, that's why just destroying the other Dome of the Rock in Lebanon, I think, is a factor that's going to infuriate them further. Okay. But the other interesting thing about the Temple Institute is that I visited them. And when I was there, there was a man who was working there. And I asked him point blank, do the Jews have to have a temple in order to reinstitute the regular sacrifices? He didn't really want to answer me, but I already knew what the answer was, but I wanted him to tell me. And he said, no, we don't have to have that. All we have to have is an altar. And I knew that was the case. And what's interesting is some people think, oh, no, you have to have a complete big temple over there in order for the Jews to sacrifice. But that's not necessary. And the reason the Jews know this, and I knew this, was because something from the book of Ezra. See, back after the first temple was destroyed and was left in ruin, the Bible shows that sacrifices were made in the time of Ezra before there was a second temple that was done. I'm going to read Ezra 3, verse 6. It says, from the first day of the seventh month, they began to offer burnt offerings unto the Lord. And by the way, right now we're in the seventh month of the biblical calendar. It says, but the foundation of the temple of the Lord was not yet laid. And so they don't have to have it. And I knew they didn't have to have it. And not only that, I'd already, before I went to Jerusalem, I actually contacted the Sanhedrin. And then I emailed them and said, hey, do you guys have to have this temple or can you sacrifice any time? As soon as the government gives us permission, we can do that. And that's still the position of the Temple Institute. So we know you've got Jews that'll do sacrifices if they can get government permission. Now, you know, the Lebanese Dome of the Rock was basically a replica. But its destruction, as I said before, might further infuriate and motivate Iran, Syria, and others to take strong action against Israel. Now, what we know for sure is that the objectives of the Temple Mount and many Muslims are in serious conflict. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the IDF destroyed the replica Dome of the Rock be a reason that the Muslims might think, hey, wait a second, if they destroyed that one, they could destroy this other one too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they may take, Iran and others might take steps consistent with the prophecy in Isaiah. Now, I'm going to go to Isaiah chapter 22 and start to read. Verse 1 talks about the burden of the valley of vision. And verse 5 says it's going to be a day of trouble and a time of crying of the mountain. And verse 6 tells us that Elam bore the quiver with chariots and men and horsemen, and Kerr uncovered the shield. It shall come to pass that your choicest valley shall be full of chariots, and your horsemen shall set themselves array in the gates. Verse 8, he, this is God, removed the protection of Judah. You looked in that day to the armor of the house of the forest. You saw the damage to the city of David, that it was great. And it says, continuing, you did not look to your maker, nor do you have respect for him who fashioned it long ago. So what we see here is some type of a prophecy about destruction coming to Israel. Mm-hmm. The nation of Israel represents biblical Judah, and great damage to the city of David. We're talking about Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Israel relies on itself instead of God. People would agree with all that. Now, where it gets a little more tricky, though, is that Elam, in this context, seems to be a reference to at least some in the country of Iran.
Mm.
Okay. And some reports identify Elam there, including the Jewish historian Josephus, in the first century, and the old worldwide Church of God in the 20th century. So those are some people who thought that that was the case. Now, Kerr looks to point to Syria. The Bible talks about that after one of the kings of Syria took over Damascus, he moved Syrians to Kerr.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean it couldn't be something else other than Syrians and Kerr. The fact is that Syria is an ally of Iran, so that's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also in the south of Iran. And God's word actually in Amos 9, verse 7 talks about the Syrians from Kerr.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a confirmation that Isaiah 22 probably is going to include the Syrians.
Okay.
And the Bible also talks about a time when Kerr is going to be destroyed in Isaiah 15, verse 1, and that Syria's capital, Damascus, will be destroyed in Isaiah 17, 1. And Judah, I talked about that. You know, that's a reference to what we call Israel. And great damage to the city of David, talking about Jerusalem. But the house of the forest was anciently located in Lebanon.
Okay.
And I want to read from the Catholic Public Domain translation of Isaiah 22:8. And the covering of Judah shall be exposed. In that day, you'll see the weaponry of the forest house. And one of the ways for Judah's Israel to see the weaponry of the forest house would be a massive attack from Hezbollah.
Hmm.
So when we look at the Bible, we see in Isaiah, the Bible shows that God's going to allow something that appears to be an Iranian, Syrian, Southern Lebanese confederation to strike the nation of Israel. Israel's Iron Dome, David's sling, and other defenses are not going to be enough to protect Jerusalem against having great damage, which is going to come. And the fact that Israel has destroyed the Lebanese Dome of the Rock is making these people upset. You know, the Middle East remains something to watch, as Jesus indicated in Mark 13, verse 37.
That's absolutely fascinating. Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.